Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do you know that only 50 to 80% of adults report having an occasional nightmare? I thought everybody had nightmares, no?
I think that, you know, it depends. Again, you know, if you have some things that are in upheaval, if you've got certain high stress levels or whatever, or a lack of sleep, then you'll get some, right?
Women tend to report nightmares more often than men.
Okay.
I get that. I feel like women internalize things probably a lot more than men do in a lot of ways.
Well, now that sounds like a generalization, and I won't stand for it, Anna Zapp.
I don't know. Lately, before this past week, I can't remember the last time I had a nightmare. I have had so many nightmares over the last week that I don't know what's wrong with me. I had 4 nightmares in a row. I kept waking myself up from them. You know how sometimes you can will yourself awake in a nightmare?
Yeah.
4 times in that night, I woke up and I was like, stop it. Like, stop having this dream. I went back to sleep and went right back to the dream.
Yeah.
All of them were at work. One time there was a train coming through the back wall of our studio and went crashed right through our board.
Nice.
That was one. Another time, guests from a different radio station that are in our hallway
just came
into our studio while we were on the air and just kept screaming and told us that they were not going to stop screaming. I mean, it was the wildest thing. It was like one thing after another.
Yeah.
But then last night, I'm driving down the highway, and I know I'm going to crash, right?
This is in your dream.
In my dream.
Yep.
And of course, I crash. I go off the embankment.
Oh, my gosh.
And I go off the embankment, and 2 other cars do, too.
Okay. They're just following you off the embankment now.
We all crash together.
Yep. All right. Yeah. Yep.
One car has 2 police officers in it.
Okay.
And I'm so thankful.
It's not a cop car, but it's just 2 cops in it.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
The other 2 has 2 murderers in it.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Right. So now those cops are busy.
Then it turns into a costume party where we don't know who's the good guys and who's the bad guys. I mean, talk about the dumbest thing you've ever dreamed of.
Yeah.
Like, but it was so scary because I was trying to figure out
who
from the crash is the good guys that's going to help me and who is there to try to kill me.
It's like you were in the middle of one of those murder mystery dinners, right? Except there was real stakes involved here.
Yes.
Yes.
And we're on the side of the highway.
Right. In the woods.
Trees and woods. And there was nothing there.
But it was a dance party, Halloween party.
It was so weird. I don't know. We asked on our Facebook page at Anna and Raven, what was the last nightmare you had?
Yeah.
Ironically, it's all women that responded. Ursula wrote, I had a dream I went to a job interview with a huge zit on my nose and I didn't notice until I got home. Oh, Ursula, that's like my Thursday.
Right, that's regular life, right? When you got something big going on, that's when you're going to get the zit.
We asked a bunch of 5th graders at Roosevelt Elementary School what their nightmare was about.
When I was like on my bed, like in my dream, a bear was chasing me and I was like running. And it was kind of, he got me, but then I woke up and then I'm like, oh, that's just a dream.
Everybody's got those dreams where the animals are chasing you, right?
Yeah, big one, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he goes on to say,
when you went back to sleep, did you find the bear again? Sometimes I've got a nightmare and it'll go on all night.
Yeah, well, so the same thing happened, but she said this time, I did what I could. I like grabbed as many things. I, you know, beat the bear and then he's gone out of me.
Were you doing that thing when you were running in the dream, but you were running so slow?
Yeah, I felt like I kept on tripping on things and stuff like that. But then I got him.
I got him, so that worked out well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Why are we so clumsy in dreams when we're running? I don't fall, but I just can't move. It's just so slow.
We asked a bunch of other kids, and it turns out you're right, Raven. Kids' nightmares are much more vivid than adults. It's coming up next. I was surprised to learn that only 50 to 85% of adults say they have nightmares. I thought everybody had nightmares.
It's been a while since I had one. I can't actually remember the last time I did.
Kids have a lot more nightmares than adults do, we've learned. And we asked a bunch of 5th graders what was the last nightmare they had.
It was about a cookie trying to eat me.
A cookie was trying to eat you?
Yes.
What do you remember about it? Tell me about it.
It had no chocolate chips on it, but It was trying to eat me, and it was kind of scary.
Had you had cookies that night or anything? Was there any reason for the dream?
Yes.
That's it?
That was it.
There was no follow-up to that?
But you didn't explain.
No.
Maxwell, tell me about the last nightmare that you had.
I'm an anime fan, so the last nightmare I had was Attack on Titans. These giants following me and going to try to get us.
What do they do when they get you? Do they eat you? Do they cut you up with swords? I'm not familiar.
They would normally eat you, but in my dream, I don't know, because I never got caught.
So you got away from them. How'd you get away from them?
We were basically in a food market, a giant food market. I had to run, and basically, we run fast, very fast.
And if you're in a supermarket, I mean, you can, like, throw things down in front of them, like cereal boxes, pineapples.
Yes, we can, but I don't know why I never thought of that.
He's like, he made his kid feel bad, Raven.
We're helping each other out. That's right. All. Yeah. I mean, we're helping each other. I mean, I have no idea what he's talking about with this anime thing. Like, I have no idea. But if you're running from something and you're in a place where you've got things that you can throw at people's feet, do it.
All right, you're in a grocery store. You're being attacked.
Yeah.
What's going to be your defense?
Pork loin. Some sort of tenderloin or something like that. I mean, it's shaped almost like a football, so you can throw it, but it's got a good amount of weight.
Yeah.
Pineapples, all right, are always going to be good because nobody wants to get hit with a pineapple in the face.
All I kept thinking is, like, you got to use all the melons as launchers.
Yeah.
It's the only thing you can do, right?
It's not a bad idea.
And
you know,
the
you
milk?
You could bowl them, though. You could bowl them, too.
True. Yeah. I keep thinking, like, you got to go in the milk section. You open the milk. You pour all the milk out. I mean, it's a waste of milk and terrible,
But if you take out something's legs with melon or milk, you know, something's got no legs, can't fight. Can't stand, can't fight.
Frenchie, tell me about the last nightmare that you had.
It was about a bunch of eyes staring at me in a dark room.
Did they look like animal eyes or people eyes?
Animal and people eyes.
Really?
They're just staring at me.
I mean, that's creepy. Where do you think you got the idea for that?
I feel like I just get from people staring at me. That makes me really, really nervous.
So what did you do? Did you just wake up or did you run away or what did you do?
All I do is wake up, but every time I like close my eyes or something, then I see eyes staring at me or like a face in front of me.
What?
Now, do you remember her pumpkin?
Okay.
Do you remember?
All right. So full disclosure. Here's the story behind this. So we like to work with a lot of kids in the community. Mm-hmm. So, you know, a lot of times we'll go do fun activities with them and then we do things like this. So we have for the air. And we were decorating pumpkins when we talked to Frenchie.
Right.
Her pumpkin was completely covered in eyes.
Yeah. And she didn't, like, point it out or was not talking about it to anybody. I had this conversation with Frenchie in the hallway alone. Anna didn't know.
I had no idea.
So I was already scared when I went back into the room at this point. And then I noticed the pumpkin covered in eyeballs. And they were human and animal eyeballs. And it was terrifying.
It was wild.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. Yeah, we're gonna help you out, baby girl. No worries. We got you.
Yeah, and then we left. We weren't heroes.
Well, you know what? Sivia Gover is a dream expert, and she has two new books out. One is What to Do When Your Children Are Having These Terrible Nightmares. We're going to talk to her coming up next. What do you do when you're having nightmares, and what do you do when your children are having nightmares? Sivia Gover is a dream expert and author. You got two new books out, which is great. One book is targeted at children nightmares, the other for adults. Let's start with the kids. Your kids keep having nightmares. What do you do?
Well, the first thing to do is to step back and take a deep breath because it's perfectly normal for children to have a lot of nightmares. They will, in most cases, grow out of them. It's a natural, normal, and healthy part of growing up. And it makes sense when you think about it. There's so much in the world that's big and scary for kids. You know, they don't have a lot of control. So the nightmares are a way that they process that.
So what do you do to help them when they wake up in a panic and they're scared? It kills me when I see my toddler like crying in her sleep and she's yelling things out that make no sense. And like, do you wake them up? Do you not wake them up? What are you supposed to do?
I think in that case, you really follow your intuition. On the one hand, it's okay to let them just dream it through. But you're a parent. Come on. And you see your kid crying. So to gently wake them up, to stroke their head, to comfort them. The most important thing to do is either in the night, right on the spot, or in the morning, just to talk to them about it. because they've just gone through something and you want to help them have a healthy relationship to their dreams. So right when they wake up, it's good to help them get grounded back in the safety of their bedroom.
You know, when I was younger, I don't know if it was my dad's obsession with Rambo First Blood or any of the Freddy movies, but he would tell me, turn around and fight the monster. Fight the monster in your dream. Make sure that you could do a karate kick or something like that. So like in my dream, even though I couldn't run, I was incredibly limber and a kung fu expert.
Oh, good.
Which came in helpful sometimes. It did work sometimes.
That was actually really good advice that your dad gave you, to turn around and face the monster. And that's one of the suggestions my co-author Leslie Newman and I give in our book for kids, How to Sleep Tight Through the Night. We suggest that kids either in the dream itself, if they can next time, turn and ask the monster a question, ask the attacker what they want, and to sort of use their imagination to develop their superpowers.
Okay, shifting to adults, I know that you had written a blog about why bad dreams are good. And I had some nightmares the other night, I can't begin to tell you. And I don't understand, how can those be good? Why would that be a good thing?
With adults, too, first of all, there's a lot of scary stuff in the world. So if you're having nightmares, it's, again, it's a healthy response to a scary situation. And why are they good? Because whether we face the nightmares or not, these are worries and anxieties that are inside of us. The dreams, whether they're scary dreams or not, they're bringing us up to the surface what's going on in our subconscious mind. So just as with kids, nightmares give us a chance to think about different scenarios and make us more flexible thinkers awake.
I find it all fascinating. And if you want to learn more about Sivia Gover, you can go to her website, siviagover.com. We'll put it up on our Facebook page at Anna and Raven, or at annaandraven.com, so you can find her too. Thank you so much, Sivia.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And I do hope that you have sweet dreams.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.